the Memorial Day concert on the West Lawn of the Capitol, which will be filled this Sunday night. Joining us now to fill in the details is Tony Award-winning actor and the star of Criminal Minds, Joe Mantegna. Joe, thanks very much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you and your co-host, Gary Sinise, have become fixtures in D.C. on Memorial Day. How long have you been involved with the concert?
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years now. Gary's done it with me for, I think, 12. But actually, this particular year, Gary's not joining me this year on stage only because his daughter's having their first grandchild, him and his wife's first grandchild.
Well, that's a reasonable excuse.
Yeah, very reasonable excuse. But I brought in Lawrence Fishburne to co-host with me, and that'll be wonderful. And also, as part of that, it'll be somewhat apropos that Lawrence will introduce and do a little piece on the Tuskegee Airmen, and we'll have a few of them represented because Lawrence was actually. The film of that, in fact, was I think was even nominated for an Emmy for that. So that'll be great. But I've been doing this will be my 15th year, and Gary's, as I said, has done it with me for I believe 12 years.
You know, there's a lot of ways to support veterans. What's the thing that keeps bringing you back to do this Memorial Day event each year?
Well, I mean, I've said it before, and I really mean it in the sense that I've come to the. I guess to the revelation that Memorial Day is our most important holiday, though perhaps it wouldn't be the first one that would jump into a lot of people's minds and would question that. But I think when you really think about it, the sacrifices our military has made over the history of this country are the reasons that we're able to have this country. You know, with all you know, to the good times, the bad times, whatever times you want to call it. Without what our military has done, we have no other holidays. We have no 4th of July. We have no Christmas. We have no New Year's. We have no President's Day. We have nothing because we wouldn't exist as the country that we are. And I think if you watch the concert, if nothing else, it's like carving out 90 minutes out of this 3-day weekend that everybody's given the pleasure of having. You understand and you get a little glimpse of why we have such a debt to these men and women who decided to, take some part of their life out to the benefit of all of us, and in some cases have given their life. So, I mean, I think it's all of that, and so I never forget that. And so each year I feel it's the most important thing I do.
For those who do carve out that 90 minutes, this Memorial Day concert always draws a big talent pool. Who's in the lineup this year?
Well, you know, again, it's always it's an eclectic group. We have everybody from Renee Fleming, singer, and Ronan Tyne, and these classical singers, Irish. You know, Ronan's just incredible Irish tenor. We got Chris Jackson, who's from the hit show Hamilton. We got Mary McCormick from West Wing. We got Anna and John Ortiz, two wonderful actors. One from Ugly Betty. The other one's John has done a lot of things. Different films. Robert Patrick from Scorpion, Vanessa Williams, the wonderful singer, Scotty McCrary, country western singer. We always have Colin Powell, the National Symphony Orchestra. It's always such a nice cross section of musical talent, of actors who do these dramatic readings. I'm always thrilled and surprised myself when we do the rehearsal on Saturday, because it's the first time we're all kind of get together, each year. And I'm always, for me, it's a treat because I get to see all this talent come together and see the result of it. And it's always enjoyable.
Can you describe a bit what it's like to perform for the troops and the public?
You know, it's really one of those instances where it's hard to explain because I've been an actor for over 40 years now, professionally, and yet nothing quite duplicates standing on a stage and looking out. Here's the here's the way the stage is set up. You're staring at the Capitol building, and on some of those memorial concerts, of course, sometimes depending on the weather, we'll have upwards of 250,000 people in attendance. And I can't equate that to anything else I've done as an actor. I mean, regardless of all the plays I've done and TV shows and movies and anything like that, this is something that transcends that. So when you're on that stage and the power of those people and the power of, just like I said, looking at the Capitol with the flag flying and the symphony orchestra playing behind you, it makes you understand that this is not a performance. This is not just not an acting gig. This is something else. This is participating in our nation's history. And so it's a hard thing to explain, but it's something I look forward to every year and I think is important.
Joe, thank you so much for keeping the focus on the troops. And if you can't make it down to the mall this weekend, you can watch the concert Sunday night on PBS. Joe Mantegna, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.